And the United Nations has censured Saudi Arabia for its breach of a ceasefire in Yemen, which was announced by the world body to come into effect on Friday. The spokesman of the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, says the UN chief is, quote, very disappointed by the truce failure. Stefan Dujarric added, however, that the UN would continue to reiterate calls for an unconditional humanitarian pause. The spokesman has said both Saudi officials and Yemen's future former President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi had assured that they would respect the truce. The ceasefire was meant to be in place until the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. It was also aimed at delivering desperately needed aid to millions of Yemenis threatened with famine. Saudi warplanes bombarded positions in Yemen just hours after the announcement was made. Joining us now from Kansas via Skype is Professor Liaquat Ali Khan. He's with Washburn University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, this lack of a ceasefire, which the UN had put much hopes into, doesn't it show the inability of the UN to actually take the fore in international conflicts or aggressions like the one we're seeing against Yemen?
Yes, I think this is a very clear failure of the United Nations to prevent a crisis, actually a breach of peace crisis. And then it has been failing constantly to minimize the injuries caused by this this conflict. So I'm not sure if the United Nations is willing or able to contain violence in Yemen. I think, unfortunately, Yemen has broken. And the pieces are so many that it cannot be put together with easy effort. The equation within Yemen is so complex that it has been aggravated further by external intervention by the neighboring countries. So it seems like United Nations will fail and Yemen will fail for a very long time to come, because I don't see any solution to the problem of Yemen.
But Mr. Khan, is there a solution even? Because the current status quo of indiscriminate bombardment and the population of Yemen in a dire humanitarian situation is not a sustainable one now, is it?
It is not, because we have seen that whenever there is external intervention, it fails. We have examples of Afghanistan, where 22 of the most powerful countries of the world tried to put it together, they failed. And eventually they had to leave. Before that, the Soviet Union failed. Then we see the failure of intervention in Iraq. And currently we see the failure of intervention in Syria. So I don't think Yemen is any different. The only difference is that in Yemen, the external intervention is non-Western. Actually, it's neighborly. So I don't know if the neighbors will succeed in Yemen. So I don't see that the Saudi intervention in Yemen is going to bring any fruit either to Saudi Arabia or to Yemen. In fact, I worry about Saudi Arabia, that by launching intervention into Yemen, maybe Saudi Arabia has invited weakening of its own regime. And that's the greater consequence of the Yemen war that I see in the future.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Professor Liaquat Ali Khan with Washburn University joining us via Skype from Kansas. Professor Khan, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.